In this episode of Brookdale Beat, Tom Brennan talks with Dr. Jacqueline Mejias Fuertes about the Small Business Development Center at Brookdale and an upcoming AI workshop for small business.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
Jacqueline, thanks for coming on board with Brookdale Beat today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
I can't believe that we've done probably over 60 episodes of Brookdale Beat, and I have yet to have you here because I think that you do so much great work here on campus and beyond, which we'll get to. Mm-hmm. And I'm ashamed to say you haven't been on here three times already.
I know. I should have been. I agree with you, Tom. Absolutely.
But it's, so really, thank you for being here. So we have a lot to cover. So we're going to jump right into it. So I first want to talk about the Small Business Development Center here at Brookdale. Can you give me a little bit of history behind it?
Sure, absolutely. Well, one of the great things about the New Jersey Small Business Development Center at Brookdale Community College, which I'm going to refer to as MOSBDC for short, actually, we were part of the pilot program when the NJSBDC came to the state of New Jersey with Rutgers University. So while the network, it started in about 78, 79,
wow.
By 77, we were already doing it here, thanks to our faculty at Brookdale wow. Community College. So we've been around for quite some time here at Brookdale. Another part of it is that we are part of a national association, which is called America's SBDC, as well as being part of a network. And here in the state of New Jersey, there's 8 what I call sister centers strategically located throughout the state of New Jersey, covering all 21 counties. Our particular center covers both Monmouth and Ocean County. And for those of you who are not familiar with the SBDC, what do? Our main goal is really to provide one-on-one counseling, which is at no cost to anyone who comes to our office. And I'll give you a reason behind that. Along with that, we offer very low-cost or no-cost training. And basically, our goal really is to make sure that we're helping businesses start, grow, and thrive. Our goal is really to help businesses become sustainable, because if they are sustainable, they're helping the economics of our counties, and that is our main goal. We are an economic driver, so to speak, on that. So for us, just to give you a little credibility and how we came to be, it was really because of the USBA, which is the United States Small Business Administration, and their goal. They understand they're the advocacy agency, federal agency for small businesses, and they wanted to make sure that small businesses receive the technical training that they need at the county level. So that's where we came in. So we're not only backed by the United States Small Business Administration, but we're also backed by the New Jersey Business Action Center. They both know the importance of making sure that small businesses and entrepreneurs have the resources that they need in order to create those amazing businesses that are going to help our communities thrive.
Now, you mentioned the 8 sister locations. Are those also on community college campuses as well, or is it a mix?
Okay, so it used to be a mix.
Okay.
Right now, we are actually the oldest and the only SBDC located at a community college.
Okay.
All others are at higher education institutions.
Okay.
And our current administration, meaning our state office, which is out of Rutgers University, is working to make sure that they come back to community colleges because we are connected into the communities. And my sister centers, as well as our SBDC here, we make sure we cover all 21 counties. So we're strategically located.
Yeah. Okay. And I also think that because of the nature of what we do here at Brookdale for students, I think it makes for a handoff if some of these folks are here and they want to become an entrepreneur. They want to just get out and start doing. And I think having it here and having you here and your team here certainly helps with that. And I think that's why I also think it's a great partnership as well. So.
Absolutely. I agree with you with 100% on that. And the piece behind that is that we do have what's called an entrepreneurship certificate program here at Brookdale Community College, which gives those in the community the opportunity to establish the foundation they need when they're starting a business. And on top of that, on the academic side, We also have an entrepreneurship course. So if we have students here at Brookdale Community College who are thinking of engaging in entrepreneurship, I highly recommend that they take our course, which is usually taught in the spring on the academic side, which is ideal because it really helps them understand what it means to start a business, be an entrepreneur, and how to succeed.
I find, maybe it's because I watch too much reality television, but I find people who want to start a business know nothing about a business, let alone starting one. And I think having somebody like you here helps guide them to the point where they're not destined for failure because they just don't know where to go.
That's exactly it. Statistics, and I didn't bring any numbers with me, which I should have.
You can make it up. It's okay. Yeah.
I'd rather give you real numbers.
Okay.
But that being said, we know, and I want to say about 75 to 80% of the businesses that engage with in SBDC, whether it's here in the state of New Jersey or nationwide, tend to succeed versus those that don't.
Right.
And the importance behind the work that we do is helping each individual who wants to start a business understand the foundation. You know, as when you're building something, if your foundation is rocky, you can't continue to build on it. But if you start the right way, which we have people come to us all the time, even when they've started a business, say, I should have started here first, because this would allow me to obtain the knowledge that I need to make better decisions and to create a solid foundation on the business they want to create. Most people or entrepreneurs come to us with an amazing idea. And sometimes we have to kind of help them shift that idea a little bit, because while you may love your idea, it may not make sense if you plan on making it a moneymaker, right? Or generate some revenue for it or develop an income from it. So our goal really is to help you see, is there a market for it? Are you solving a problem? You know, this is the way you go about creating a solid foundation for your business.
For those people, you keep it real for them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
So I try to find the way. I could be a little harsh every now and then when people don't want to listen, but it's up to the individual. But our goal really is to help them see the light and see which avenue is best for them to take when developing their business idea.
And I think that this is a good opportunity to bring up the workshop you have coming up to help with folks. So this workshop is called AI for Small Business Innovation Immersion. And I feel, you know, I had Stephen Fowler on from the TLC, and we talked about AI a lot. And because it's so new, I think there's still people, I think, can be, they're either all in the wrong ways about it. And I think I'm looking at what I'm looking at on the website on MOSBDC.com that this is a measured approach and a practical approach for people in small businesses and how they could apply AI.
And that is absolutely it. This is our second conference, so it is really AI Conference 2.0. And the reason or how we went about putting this conference together was because we work with our clients. We know what the needs are and we know where their fear is coming from. And the fear of not knowing and how to apply it is real. And our goal really is to create an environment where business owners are going to come in, they're going to receive information, and it's not, you know, a lecture type of thing. It's more on this is how you're going to use it to help improve yourself and your business. Our goal is to help you become more efficient using AI, but also to help enhance your abilities, which I think that's where people get a disconnect. Some people think, oh, AI is just going to take over and it's going to do everything for me. Hence, no, you are what I call the human in the loop, and you have to be there in order to make those decisions. AI is a machine. It's a machine that, yes, can it think faster than we can? Oh, absolutely. However, you need to review what that machine is doing. It is still a machine.
Yeah.
You know, and depending on how it was built, it may have biases. So you need to definitely address that. You know, AI education is really essential if businesses plan on staying competitive. And that's where this conference comes in. It really is a day where immersive and in-person AI is going to take place. And by that I mean is that during the morning, we're going to have a few panelists talk about different aspects of AI. In the afternoon, we have hands-on workshop because our workshops are really geared to making sure that when someone walks away, they're walking away with something tangible that they could put into action.
Right.
You know, it is not the idea because believe me, there's so many Zoom workshops and seminars that once you see them in an hour, you walk away and you completely forget. That is not the goal here. The goal here is to say, it doesn't matter what level you are, whether you're at beginners, intermediate, or advanced, there's a workshop for you. And each one, if you go onto our website, as you have mentioned, mosbdc.com, you can see what each workshop is going to entail. You cannot participate in all three workshops because not everyone is at the same level, but you're going to see whichever workshop works for you. And the individual will make that determination. That being said, there is something that you're going to walk away with that's really going to help your business. It's going to enhance your business, but it's going to enhance your abilities as well.
Right. And just so everybody, I mean, you've got me sold on this 100%. The workshop itself is going to be happening on Thursday, January 22nd. I have to say this now, 2026, because we're still in 2025. It's going to start around 8:30. It should end about 3:30. And it's at the Student Life Center here at Brookdale Community College's Lincroft campus. There is a ticket price involved with this as well.
There is. So if you take a moment now to register when you're hearing this.
And where could I do that again?
You could actually go to mosbdc.com. You could click on the banner actually for the AI conference, which is going to give you more information on what's happening during that day. Breakfast and lunch will be served. That's part of why there's a ticket price as well. And the prices start at $59, and that'll run through January 15th. And then after that, the tickets go up to $79. So we highly recommend that you take a moment, if this is what you want to do so. Last year, we actually sold out.
Okay.
Right? Because of capacity and making sure that we are able to manage the crowd. And by that, I mean the individual workshops, because the rooms only have but so much space in capacity. So we take that into account as well. So make sure you get your tickets. So this way you can have an opportunity to figure out, how does AI work for you? Mm-hmm. How is it going to enhance your abilities as a human being, as a business owner, in order to push your business forward and stay competitive?
That's I think it, no matter what the price is, I think it's certainly worth it for sure.
Absolutely. So. And I've seen them go for much more than that. So it is a price that we feel is comparable to what we're doing, and the information that you're going to receive. You're definitely going to get your bang for your buck. I'm known for that as well, making sure you get that, you know, that is well worth the investment you're putting in and what you're going to walk away with.
Yeah, it certainly does. It certainly does sound like that. And you have a proven track record with the AI Conference 1.0. So that's why 2.0 is happening. Jacqueline, thank you so much for coming on by today. And we do have to have another conversation at some point, because there's just so much that you offer over in the center. But we'll get to that next year.
Okay. I will be more than happy to come by again, Tom. And thank you for having us.
Yeah, no, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm Audrey, a multimedia production student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. Here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/brookdalebeat.